Student debt has been one of the big issues in the states, with a record $1.6 trillion outstanding. That's shocking enough, which, if several Democratic Party candidates have their way, will be the latest entree on the free lunch express, because they're promising to forgive the debt. I mean, that could be a winner for potential voters whose idea of a sound policy is to have someone else pay for something they want. And for the majority of university graduates, the amount of debt they took on actually tops their list as their biggest regret. This year, about 70% of college students graduated with student loan debt on average around $33,000 per student. But that debt problem is exacerbated by this week's shocking stat. After debt as the biggest regret, what is it? Their chosen field of study. Maybe not surprising, for people who majored in the humanities, were most likely to regret their education. Listen to this. 75% of the people who had humanities majors regretted taking that as their major in college. Followed very closely by 73% of the graduates in social sciences or physical and life sciences and art said the same thing. Basically, three quarters, hey, they regret the debt, but my gosh, they don't feel they got anything for it. 75%. And who's most likely, by the way, to be pleased with their choice? Well, you could probably guess this, the STEM people, people who studied science, technology, engineering, and math. One other interesting aspect is that the most dissatisfied group were millennials, with only 29% happy with their choice. It's like they're surprised, you know, all these people, they kind of get out of them, graduate, and they're surprised that there's not a big job market waiting them after 4 years of something like cultural anthropology or diaspora studies or folklore and ethnology, I mean, you name it. And now they're surprised, and now they have regret. I'm sure they're all worthy areas of study, by the way. It was just a stretch to see a job-ready market for those skills. But as I said, somehow that seems to shock many graduates. But 75% of humanities majors say that's the big regret coming out of college after the amount of student debt they took on to study something they now regret studying. I'm going to take a break coming back. Oh, just a reminder on, I had to rush through that. If you've just joined us, well, you heard Eric Coffin, but we have a special Money Talks deal for HRA advisory, and it's pretty straightforward. All you have to do is go to Money Talks or mikesmoneytalks.ca, mikesmoneytalks.ca, and the deal is an amazing one. You can test drive the HRA advisory for $7 a month for 3 months. Give me a break. $7 a month for 3 months. Plus, you can get a free sneak peek at the HRI special delivery alert service. No additional cost to that. So, as I say, just go to mikesmoneytalks.ca and you'll see right there. You can just click on the offer there. Since 2014, you know, one of the big themes on Money Talks has been the rise of civil violence, and that brings me to this week's Goofy Award. I'm not sure if you caught it. Last Saturday in Portland, Oregon, editor for Quillette.com, Andy Ngo, was savagely beaten by members of Antifa. In an article in the Wall Street Journal, he recounts the incident in quotes. "No hate, no fear," they chanted, the left-wing crowd, as they marched downtown Saturday. "I walked to the front of the line to record the protesters with my new GoPro camera when I was suddenly slammed on the back of my head with something hard. Dazed and still hearing faint chants of no hate, I was then punched and kicked by perhaps a dozen masked people in black at an Antifa event meant to resist fascist violence. I, a journalist of color, was beaten so badly I was hospitalized for a brain hemorrhage." You know, it's incredible. Obviously, the unprovoked attack is more than upsetting. But here's the thing. It was the reaction of so many apologists who invoked the "he had it coming" narrative, including Snopes.com, the fact-checking site who got every fact wrong about the incident in the aftermath. If you haven't seen it, you can go to YouTube and type in Andy NGO, pronounced no, NGO, pronounced no, and just have a look at it. It's appalling. But still, the New York Times' Mike Baker blamed Mr. No. Widely published freelance writer Noah Berlatsky wrote that while he did not know the details of what happened, he called Andy Ngo a journalist, says it's inaccurate to call him a journalist, and does nothing but gives fascists a propaganda victory. I mean, are you kidding me? Charlotte Clymer, he's a writer, communications staffer for Human Rights Campaign, arguably the premier LGBT rights group, while saying the violence is completely wrong, she followed it up by stating that Ngo's goal from the start was to be beaten up and hospitalized because of a brain hemorrhage. I mean, come on. On it went. You know, one of the other themes of Money Talks that is profoundly impacting society is we've allowed extremism to go mainstream, and it's in the media. It's in those kind of actions that we saw by Antifa. It's incredible. The number of apologists for Antifa, a group of cowardly thugs under the guise of calling anyone who doesn't strictly adhere to their agenda. No, they're fascists. That's what they are, and they deserve to be beaten. This is just some more proof. Incredible. We let the extremists in. We shouldn't be surprised what's next. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.